Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:33. Now, how did you spend your New Year's Eve? The annual ritual of trying to convince yourself that Jules Hootenanny is live. A bottle of Prosecco, perhaps? Or curling up with a good book? Well, Alex Rickles and Rachel Evans chose the latter. Reading for 24 hours across New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. They joined me this morning. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming on. So, that's a long old stint, isn't it, 24 hours? So, what did you read in that time?
Well, actually, we both read books by the same author, which was pure coincidence, really. I read a book called Pillars of the Earth, which is by an author called Ken Follett, and Alex read a book called The Evening and the Morning. So both historical fiction and both very long reads as well, but both fantastic. Really recommend them.
So how does this work? Did you alternate, or were you both reading at the same time?
We were both reading at the same time. We generally sort of sat down and tried to take our books with us where we could, and when it got into the depths of the night from about 5 o'clock, and we had to kind of stand up reading and sat at the tables, really.
Are you allowed to take a break in all of this? You sort of take the, you know, book and like wander around Cambridge or something, making sure that you don't bump into a passing scooter.
We did wonder about that. Yeah, we pressed on, I think, with the reading. We really enjoyed it, actually. We do both really like reading anyway, as you might imagine, to take on such a challenge. But yeah, it was great fun.
So the same book throughout. I was just wondering if you might want to sort of, you know, to vary it, have something to perk yourselves up as you're getting tired and flagging a little bit.
Yeah, we did wonder that, didn't we? Yeah. We thought we could read all sorts of other things. We could dip into a non-fiction or read like the TV guide or something, or read something else. But we, yeah.
A recipe book.
Yeah. So tell me, other than the sheer joy of reading in the first place, what made you decide to do this?
So it was inspired really by earlier this year. We read an article that found that 1 in 8 disadvantaged children in the UK don't own even a single book. And we found this really, really shocking. I think it equates to something like 750,000 children in the UK who have no books at all. And thinking about how much we love reading and the experiences that we've had of reading, they're kind of joyful memories of reading as well, and that kind of association of enjoyment of books. Mm. And we thought it was just incredibly sad that there were children who didn't have that at all in this country, and not even owning one book. And we felt that that was something we'd like to do something about if we could. So we kind of did a bit of research into this, and we came across Book Trust, which are an amazing charity. And they do a lot of great work towards helping with this. So we decided to raise money for them.
And how much were you looking to raise?
Well, originally we were looking at the sort of around 200 mark, and we thought even that might be a bit higher than we'd get. But we've actually, as of this morning, raised just under £700, which is absolutely amazing.
That's quite a few books, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
How did you, any ideas how the Book Trust make sure that the, presumably they hand out books, do they, rather than, you know, book tokens or anything like that? Because I guess that's part of the problem. You've got to, you know, make sure that the books go into the places of real need.
That's it, yeah. They have a number of really amazing schemes for different age children, and they work in a real kind of broad cross-section of society. So they're working with schools and kind of with health and directly with families. And they try where they can to kind of to make an impact from kind of birth with children. And they've got a brilliant scheme that kind of gets a free book to every child in the first year of their life. And different schemes that kind of appeal to different ages, and that can be primary age and secondary as well.
I must confess, you know, I used to read loads and loads, you know, all the time when I was, you know, younger, growing up. But I have to say, I've got a bit rubbish recently. And you know, obviously, I've, you know, read the news to a tolerable standard just before you came on. But actually picking up a book, I guess it's a different sort of reading, isn't it? The kind of reading that you might do during the course of your work. What sort of, I don't know, it encouraged me. What should I do in order to try and read a little bit more?
I think what I would advise is finding something that you like. I'm quite a little bit of a history geek, as it were, and I really enjoy picking up books that that I learn a lot from, that have a lot of dates and a lot of information and are just really sort of enjoyable for me to read, but for, I know, Rachel, not as enjoyable. But it's I would advise finding, if you find a topic that you like, and I know, Rachel, you enjoy more fiction generally as well, and just reading a short amount every day, building into your schedule, you know, 20 minutes before you go to bed, and you easily chip away through a book.
Now, Rachel, you're a teacher, I think. What sort of ages are you responsible for?
I teach year two this year. I've previously mainly taught key stage two, so kind of 7 years to 11.
Right, so just as they've come
key stage one.
Getting into the reading habit there. Have you seen any changes in the amount of reading which is going on in these strange past 10 months we've been experiencing?
Yeah, I think so that was kind of another kind of factor in why we wanted to do this. During the lockdown, of course, many schools were kind of predominantly closed to children and open to vulnerable children as well. And I think certainly for children with that access to books, I think they've read more perhaps than they did previously. I think that kind of enjoyment of getting lost in a good book, I think, has been so helpful at this time, and that's been the same for adults as well as children. There's a really interesting survey conducted by the National Literacy Trust, and that looked into the positive impact of reading during recent lockdowns, and that was a nationwide study. And they found that children who do have access to books, they've found that reading makes them feel better, it makes them feel happier when they're sad because they can't see their family or friends, and that it helps them dream about the future as well. And that's, I think, so important in this kind of time that we're all living in. And for children to have access to that, I think, can be life-changing.
So kind of a bit of escapism, sort of Harry Potter kind of thing.
I guess so.
Your 7 to 11s might be, well, I guess at the 11 age of things, it's a bit... A bit more suitable, and I guess it's back to school today, is it, Rachel?
It is. That's true.
Yeah, I can imagine it being a little bit complicated for obvious reasons. But what have you got in store for the kids?
So today we have got an inset day, so we'll be kind of looking towards the half term ahead and getting kind of prepared for things, and then we'll be welcoming the children back tomorrow.
So inset day, that's a euphemism for a free holiday, isn't it?
That's what I always say, Julian.
Plenty of hard work for us today.
Yes, when you're the partner for the teacher, you know, you kind of going to have to be careful how you describe the holidays. Listen, thank you both for coming on this morning and telling us about that.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're very welcome. You can do it again sometime.
Oh, we might need a bit of a break first, I reckon, but possibly.
Yeah, watch some television perhaps for a few evenings.
Rest our eyes.
Yeah, I think that's.
Thanks both very much indeed. That's Rachel Evans and Alex Rickles, who are doing that readathon, I think we can call it that, I think it's a word, during New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, 24 hours worth as well. And doing all of that in aid of the Book Trust. Takes us to 8:42.